This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, Jeremiah. This is Mr. Lee calling you back from JC Logistics.
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Lee?
I'm good. We received, you want the offer reservation code that you sent with this offer letter?
Absolutely. Can you read that to me, please, sir?
Mm-hmm. 2311-2101-0020-5844.
Perfect. Okay, and let me just, if you don't mind, verify a little bit of info, and then I'll answer any questions you might have there.
Mm-hmm.
Your first name is Carl, right?
Correct.
Carl Lee, L-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
And the number you just called me from, could you verify that one more time for me?
313-506-4639.
Perfect. And the name of your business you said was JC Logistics?
JC Logistics LTD.
Perfect. And Carl, how do you guys structure your business? Is it a LLC, an S-Corp?
An S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay. Perfect. And are you guys still at 4457 Bramble Court in Warren,
yes.
Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Lee, if you don't mind, tell me a little bit what you're looking for, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction here.
All right, we're a small trucking company.
Okay.
Right now, we're just in a bit of a cash crunch. We've got some money that we're supposed to be getting. You know how you get into these contracts, and they're supposed to pay you 2 weeks later. Now, here we are 4 weeks later and still haven't gotten paid, and we're just running into cash issues.
Okay.
So we need like just something to bridge us till we start getting our money coming in, and then we'll be fine.
Sure. No, I understand. We actually help a lot of trucking companies with the same issue. You guys kind of use it as like a bridge loan,
right?
To help you get through. How much exactly are you looking for here?
Probably around 30.
Okay. And it's strictly just for cash flow to pay bills and just to.
Correct.
Get you going. All right, perfect. How soon are you looking to get it by?
As soon as possible.
ASAP. All right, perfect. How long have you guys been in business there, Mr. Lee?
It'll be 5 years in September.
Oh, nice. Okay. And what did you guys do in sales last year?
I think around 750, something in that area.
750K. All right. You guys don't happen to take credit cards there, right? It's all done through checks.
No, no, it's okay. All checks.
That's what I thought.
Bank
okay.
Accounts.
Mm-hmm. Carl, are you the 100% owner there?
No, my wife is. She's the 100% owner.
Okay, and what's her first and last name?
Joanne, J-O-E-A-N-N, Lee.
A-N-N-E?
No, J-O-E-A-N-N. Joanne, last name Lee, L-E-E.
Got it, and she's 100%. Perfect. Okay, and have you guys looked into financing, maybe with the local bank?
We have, and we to be honest with you, we borrowed money from a merchant capital type situation to finance a startup type business, and really dug ourselves into somewhat of a hole with that because we had, because of the way the merchant capital type of loan is financed, we had no experience with that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had a person that was kind of supposed to be our financial advisor in these types of matters, and he led us to believe initially that we get a typical type of repayment type program, but of course it is not anything like a typical repayment type of program. It is a preset type program that they took the money out every day.
Mm-hmm.
And was going to do that for a year. And there was no way our business would survive that way, so we had good enough credit and everything that we got a small business administration loan to pay off that debt. That's where we are now.
Okay.
We've got to get back to basics, doing
got
what
it.
We do, and we have a strong feeling that this startup is going to be just an outrageously successful thing, but those types of things take time to bear fruit.
Absolutely. I understand. So you currently don't have that any that loan out right now with them? Did you
No,
pay them off?
that loan is done. It's taken
Okay.
care of.
And then all you have right now is the SBA loan?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Well, what didn't you like about that merchant cash advance loan you were speaking about? Was it the daily payment that really kind of
The daily
hurt you?
payment and really the whole matter of if you borrow money, you get your, as they say, you get your big up front and it's locked in. And if you paid it out the next day, we still on the line for that whole amount of the finance.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't like that. And I understand that's how a lot of these things work. And the worst part about it was a secured loan. Most of the time, these kind of loans are unsecured.
Yeah.
And I kind of get that. I kind of get if it's unsecured that you would need that kind of repayment because you got that money out there and you're not guaranteed to get it back.
Exactly.
So I can understand that better, but they actually secured, put liens against our business. And that has just left me with a bitter taste in my mouth. You don't charge me those types of things, guarantee your money, and put lien against my assets. That's stupid. It's crazy.
Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. Well, how would you rate your wife's personal credit there?
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, we do have multiple different programs. I mean, I can get you, here's the thing. We do have the typical traditional loans where if you guys are looking to bring on some equipment or the secured loans, we do from 3 to 5 years. And rates typically start in the mid-single digits there. Now, we do have the unsecured loans as well. Now, I know you weren't too happy with, the amount of payback and the daily payment type of option there. But our unsecureds are kind of similar to that loan that you had before, so I just wanted to be upfront about it with you. You weren't too happy with it. So, but the $30K, I mean, based off your sales, I can probably get you anywhere to 75 to 100,000 if you guys needed it. Just going off the sales here. This, of course, these are just rough numbers.
No, we don't need anywhere near that kind of money. No way.
Yeah. So if you're just looking for around 30, it could be a possibility. We would have to, obviously get some paperwork in from you. But I wanted to be upfront and let you know that if it is an unsecured loan, it may be something like that where I can get you approved for a program where it is a daily, we do have weekly and we do have monthly payments on that as well. So it really kind of just depends on what you qualify for.
All right. Is it possible? Now, my credit is not as good as my missus, but is it possible just to do it on my credit? My credit is about 630.
Okay.
Hers is 740.
Unfortunately, we would have to tie it to the business. So with JC Logistics here, with her being the owner, it would have to be under her. It'd have to be her signature on there, and she would have to be the guarantor for it because it's under the business. And it is unsecured, but since the business is the one with 5 years of time in business history and all the sales, she would have to be the guarantor. Unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to use you.
Okay. With a loan of about 30, using her as a guarantor, what would we be looking at? Do you have any idea what the rate would be?
That's a great question. We're a relationship-based bank, right? So when we like to build a relationship with you, I can tell you your first time with us might be a little expensive, but if you're not happy with, we're willing to work with you. We're trying to find a program that we don't want to put your business in jeopardy, and we're not here to try to, suck every dollar out of you and, take advantage of your business here. We want to be able to help you, and we want this loan to get you through that next level so that way if you ever need another loan, you come back to us. That's our whole purpose here. So we want to build that relationship with you. I know that I've helped many businesses, and their first initial loan was a little bit higher, but their second and third was almost dramatically discounted. You know, so we're very customer oriented, and we like working with our businesses. And we only work with business owners, so we don't even deal with regular consumers. It's only businesses that we work with.
Gotcha.
Okay. So the best thing for me to say for you guys, I mean, just, you know, kind of listening to your story and, you know, what happened, is I can get you the application, and if you guys could just fill it out, I'll need about 6 months of bank statements, and then the most recent tax return. Have you guys filed for 2015 or got an extension?
No, we file extensions because we always we pay our tax, and then we file an extension to actually give the taxes, put them in the hands of the IRS. So we pay our tax. You know, what we estimate our tax going to be for the year, we've already paid that for 2015.
Okay.
And the actual filing, though, we file an extension, and we won't actually do the actual filing until probably around September.
Yeah, that's not a problem. About 85% of the businesses I talk to do the same thing. So if you would just send over that extension, that would suffice there.
Right.
But I mean, is it sound like something, you know, Carl, that you think you guys could, you know, are interested in looking at? That, you know, because I don't want to waste your time, and I just want to.
Yeah, I don't want to waste yours either.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? At this point, we're probably going to pass on this because we should be receiving some the vast majority of the funds that we're short. We should be receiving that probably before even Wednesday of next week, and if we get that, you know, that's going to be close to about $20,000. And if we get that, we'll be okay.
Okay. No, I told you.
If we get our money, we'll be okay. Yeah.
So how about this? How about I check back in with you next Wednesday?
Check back with me Wednesday. If the things have not bared fruit, then we definitely going to have to do something like immediately.
Okay. Well, or we could do this. So keep in mind, if you get me this paperwork in and I get you an approval, you don't have to take it, right? It's not obligating you to do anything. However, if you're in a crunch and you need that money, it takes a few days to get the paperwork in, get you the approval. In this case, if you get me the paperwork now, we get you the approval, you know, so you have it in your back pocket, right? You know, like, all right, you know, I remember talking to Jeremiah. I didn't really want to take that loan. However, I could use that $30,000 right now. You call me up. And instead of you saying, Jeremiah, how do I get this money? Well, then you need to send me this, this, and this, and we got to wait a few days. I already have the approval. And once you give me the okay, we sign the documents and I get you the money.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and send me the app? I'm going to give you my email and you can just send it there.
Absolutely. What's the good email?
Lee, L-E-E, Carl, C-A-R-L, 96. At gmail.com.
Yeah, I'm just thinking because if they don't come through, you know, whoever is supposed to be paying you and you guys are in that time crunch, I don't want to, you know, take a few more days than what it should be. So if we kind of, you know, start the process, and like I said, it doesn't obligate you to do anything, but if
exactly.
Approval and you need it, you just give me the word, you know, the word, and I can get you that cash in your account.
Very good. Sounds
all
good,
right.
Jeremiah.
I'll send it over, and then we'll be in touch, Carl.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.